not always winter. There's spring. People love spring. That's a fun day. What a lie spring is, right? I spend the entire spring waiting for it to be spring, right? You're like, is it spring? No, it's snowing. Next day, you're like, is it spring? No, it's 90 degrees. I guess we miss those tiny white flowers.
Going to be a beautiful day today. Plenty of sunshine. Highs near 65. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 50. Tomorrow, sunny again with a high near 70. Right now, it is sunny. 46. I took a drive along the... when I came in this morning, I came around South Main Street. And I got to tell you, I don't know what those people pay for those houses out there. But the view on a morning like this is priceless. Imagine opening up your bedroom window and you're seeing a sunrise over Lake Michigan in your backyard. Ah, priceless. I mean, I was enjoying it and I was just driving a car. Wow, it was just beautiful this morning. I was torn between that and watching my odometer go from 79999 to 80,000. So I was like, Lake, ooh, odometer, Lake, ooh, odometer. I didn't want to miss it going to 80,000. Ooh, what a beautiful sunrise, odometer. Beautiful sunrise, 80,000. All right. Yeah, I don't know what they paid for those houses, but the view is worth the price of admission. It was just gorgeous. Imagine waking up and looking out your back window and seeing that in the morning. Ah, I see a couple of garbage pails outside my back window when I wake up. What else do we have? Oh, you know who's coming in today? Jay Christie from Safari Lake Geneva. Last time we had Jay Christie in here, Jungle Jay, he was with the Racine Zoo. And now, Safari Lake Geneva. I guess that's his dream come true. We'll find out. Jungle Jay is going to be in here at 7:06 this morning. WRJ in studio. I wonder if he's bringing one of his animals with him. Remember when Johnny Carson used to have the people from the San Diego Zoo? Bringing all their animals, you know? Wonder if a giraffe is coming in here this morning. I don't know if he'll fit. Yeah, he could probably. No, I don't think he'll fit. All right. Anyway, so that's coming up. 6:10 at WRJN. We have tickets to give away to the State Fair today. We'll try to give those away in a few minutes. We have local news from Stuart J. Waddles a little later on. And we'll talk about the big deals we have. We have big deals for you on our website where you can save big money. Always looking to save some cash. Huh? The only person not looking to save some cash is that guy they were talking about who picked up his $1.5 or $1.3 billion check. Boy, you got to feel bad for that guy. Here he is, an immigrant from Laos. He's had cancer for the past 8 years, going through cancer treatment. And you know what his wish was? Now he can spend money for the best doctors and treatment. That's all he wants to do with his money. Get the best doctors and treatment he can get for his cancer. How many people say, oh, good, now I can buy a bowling alley. Oh, good, now I can buy cars. And this guy wants to buy health. He wants to improve his health with that money. Good for him. Maybe that's why he won it. Maybe that was the grand plan after all. If you're ordering a breakfast sandwich this morning, like bacon, egg, and cheese, what's the best possible bread option? And we're talking about, you know, four choices. English muffin, bagel, croissant, roll, or toast. Hundreds of people voted for those five options, all right? 1 in 7 people said none of the above. They don't like breakfast sandwiches, so they don't count. Of the people that do like them, the winner, English muffin. 26% of the vote, like an egg McMuffin. Yeah. After that, bagel, toast, croissant, and roll. I like croissants. I just like them. I feel like I'm in Paris, France when I eat a croissant. I should get a beret on my head. Oh, sacre bleu. Oh, a croissant with egg and bacon. All right, anyway, so that was number one. A new study found elevators might be killing us, and not just because they can possibly fall and kill you. Researchers looked at the health benefits and the health records of almost 500,000 people, and the ones who regularly opted to take the stairs instead of an elevator were far less likely to die young. The study showed that the more stairs you climb, the greater the benefit. So at work, home, elsewhere, take the stairs. I know when I visit my wife, she works at the hospital. When I visit her, she's down, you know, in the lower level. And there's two options, the stairs and the elevator. I took the stairs once. I don't know why. I was in the mood to climb stairs. But that was once. All the other times I took the elevator. You know, they're right next to each other. So you can take the stairs or the elevator. You'd be surprised how many people don't take the stairs. Shocked at your tax bill? This man from Pennsylvania got a tax bill in the mail last week. Said he owed them $34 billion. Apparently, obviously, the wrong numbers were entered in his return, and he was able to get it resolved. However, could you imagine opening that and seeing that on your tax bill? I don't think the stairs are going to help. You think you need, you know, respiration equipment. Hot dog saved a guy's life in Omaha, Nebraska on Friday. A tornado destroyed his house. He was out buying hot dogs at a gas station when this happened. He was surprisingly in good spirits, too. He talked to a reporter about it. He said, well, just happy everyone in the neighborhood survived. Stuff can be replaced. Family is everything. And he's right. Stuff can be replaced. And the funny thing is, you say, oh, my car was destroyed. You wouldn't get rid of that car in a few years anyway. You were going to junk it. All that stuff you were going to junk. You were going to throw out, put it in a yard sale. The only thing that means anything in lives. And they lost a few of them in those tornadoes. After, you know, stuff is nothing. I've been throwing out stuff, you know, all my life that I thought was going to, I said, oh, I can never throw this out. You know, I'm tossing it. Doesn't mean anything. People mean stuff. Family means stuff. This guy's great. He's lucky. He went out buying a hot dog. He would have been killed in his house. Good news story. 24 years ago, a cop in Indiana named Gene saved a baby named Matthew after someone abandoned him in a cardboard box, took their baby, stuck him in a box, and just left him there. Now they're in the news again. Gene found out the kid grew up, became a police officer himself. Now, 24-year-old Matthew is a rookie police officer with the same department that Gene used to work for. Talk about coming full circle, huh? All because Gene found him in a cardboard box. Now he's a police officer. Whoa! Brings a tear to your eye to hear that story, huh? We've all heard the term tree hugger, right? Oh, you're a tree hugger. Well, Friday was Arbor Day, and a student at Auburn University set a new world record by hugging 1,123 trees in an hour. He's currently getting his master's degree at Auburn University in tree hugging. No, forestry. Close. Odd but true. Check this out. This is creepy. This is like, not creepy, but it's kind of weird. Michael Phelps was rated the second best swimmer in the country in his age group when he was 10 years old. 10 years old in the entire country. The kid who was number one in the country was a guy named Chris Humphries. He went on to become an NBA player and was married to Kim Kardashian for about 12 minutes. Here's another Taylor Swift fun fact. She's breaking all records on Spotify and all these charts and everything with that new album of hers called The Tortured Poets Department. Anyway, somebody counted 57 swear words on the album. That's a 5,600% increase in profanity from her first album. And by the way, her new album just debuted, number one, Billboard 200 chart. No stopping Taylor. Taylor's hot as a pistol. Man, she is like the hottest person out there right now. That album is just breaking records. A new poll asks people, when you encounter cute things like animals or babies, how do you feel? Do you feel like an urge to squeeze them? 19% said, yes, always, I do. 10% have a zero desire to squeeze anything cute. I wouldn't squeeze a baby, but I will squeeze a little doggy. I just hug them. We have a dog in our neighborhood, Juniper. Now, it's not our dog, but we know the guy who owns a dog. So he knocked on my door yesterday, because he knows I love to see Juniper. Knocked on my door, and I said, let's go in the backyard. And I have a fenced-in yard, so Juniper can run free. And Juniper's like a big pit bull mix or something like that. I don't know. Something like a big, powerful dog. And Juniper is the sweetest animal you ever want to see. Just loves people. And loves life, it looks like. So she was running all over the yard, couldn't stop running because, you know, he doesn't have a fenced-in yard. So now she's like born free and running all over the yard, leaping over garbage pails at a single bound like Superman. And just to watch Juniper, it reminded me of all my dogs that ran through that backyard when I had all my animals. And just watching Juniper run through that yard made me feel good. Plus, we have millions of butterflies back there. They're all over the place. And they're flying past Juniper, and Juniper's trying to grab them. And it was just, I love that. I love having a dog. You know, I wish I had my dogs again, but I don't. But we have Juniper, so he knocks on our door, and Juniper can run through our backyard and have some fun. Yeah, it's almost like you sing the song Born Free. What Juniper is back there. Hey, if you have a text message for me, you can text me only between the hours of 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. it works. 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. Why don't you make note of that? 262-300-7445. I'll get your text and we'll see if we can answer your questions or whatever, even if you have a comment. Sunny, highs near 65 today. Right now it's sunny and 46 degrees at WRJN Radio Park.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. The only days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Got time to take a fast train. The only days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more.
The last number one song on the Billboard charts ever to be under 2 minutes long. A minute and 49 seconds. The box tops in the letter. Yeah, this is nice to be a little, you know, footnote in history. They're the last song ever to top the charts under 2 minutes. Most songs were around 2 minutes back when. This was a minute and 49 seconds. I can write a minute and 49-second song. Those 3 6-minute songs here, no problem with. All right, Jeff asked me a question. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is, and I mentioned all the profanity in there. There's 57 swear words in the album. He said, is there a clean version of that song, of the album? Well, somebody wrote on there that they asked a question on the Google site, and it said, can we play this album in a school? And the answer was no. There's just too much profanity in it. But Jeff's question was, is there a clean version? Well, we sort of have an answer for you here. The Tortured Poets Department has a clean version. Yeah, it's right here. Taylor Swift clean. So the song, I don't know if the whole album, what are the clean versions of different songs? And somebody lists them here. I don't know all the songs on the album, but they do have clean versions of them. Yeah, so there is a song she does called Clean. So we're not talking about that. But apparently some of the songs they do, she did recut them and take out the profanity. But I can't guarantee it. You know, you're dealing with the internet here, folks. There's no guarantee when you read stuff there. But, all right, well, you can't play them in the school. You can't play the album in the school. Why do they put profanity in songs? No. I don't know why they do that. Can't do that on the radio, folks. Can't play them on the radio with profanities. There's got to be clean versions of it, now that I think about it. Because if you're going to play the album on the radio, you can't play the profanity. So, yeah, it's obvious there's got to be a clean version for radio airplay. Yeah, okay, so I didn't have to look that up. I could have just, you know, used my radio knowledge, of which I have a couple of years' worth. And, so Jeff, yeah, there's got to be a clean version. Now, he said, what about, you know, I don't know if you can buy the clean version of it. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah, he said, what are the difference in sales between the clean version and the profanity version? I don't know. We'll find out. Eventually, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, there's got to be a clean version for the radio. Because we can't play dirty words, and we don't want to play dirty words, but we can't play dirty words. All right, Pepsi had to recall more soda after another sugar mix-up. They're getting as bad as the airlines lately. 2 weeks ago, they realized a bunch of their zero-sugar ginger ale was loaded with sugar. Now, more than 2,000 cases of mug root beer is supposed to have sugar, but doesn't. How do they make these mistakes? You know, they probably made the mistakes all along. They just didn't, you know, broadcast their mistakes. Trouble at the airlines continue. A Delta flight had to circle back and land at JFK in New York on Friday after one of its emergency slides fell off. They found it yesterday. It washed up on a beach or something in Queens. They found it. It didn't fall on somebody's house or anything. Luckily, could you imagine walking down the street with your kids and that thing fell on you? It would have killed you. Yeah, to falling from the sky, you know, you look up and, Anyway, it washed up on a beach, so it must have fallen in the water and just floated and washed up in Queens somewhere. And now this, American Airlines keeps mistaking a 101-year-old woman for a baby because she was born in 1922 and their computer system only knows 2022. So according to the computer, she's a toddler at 2 years old. They can't make it 102 years old, or 101 in her case. All right, showbiz news. The next Karate Kid movie got moved. It was supposed to come out in December. Now it's coming out in May of 2025. And CBS canceled NCIS Hawaii after 3 seasons. How many NCIS shows do they have? I've never seen them. I hear they're pretty good, though. I know people who follow them and say they're really good shows. I'm watching The Amazing Race. A few years ago, I wasn't stuck on The Amazing Race. Now I'm stuck on The Amazing Race. So my wife and I watch that. I watch Survivor and Amazing Race. I'm done with The Bachelor. That became too scripted. And Dancing with the Stars, you know, they got rid of Tom Bergeron, so I got rid of them. And they were never the same after that. But The Amazing Race is really good. I like shows where you can't rig them. You can't rig Survivor, and you can't rig The Amazing Race. You can rig all those other shows, like The Bachelor, and so who knows how scripted that is. All right, fun facts. Japan has more 7-Elevens than any other country in the world. More than 21,000 7-Elevens in Japan. The United States has less than half of that. They must have one in every corner. I know when I went to Hawaii, they have something called the ABC stores, like 7-Elevens. They are literally on every corner. You can look down the street and see like 3 or 4 of them. The ABC stores in Hawaii. Dentists more likely to kill themselves than any other profession. A dentist, 545% more likely on average to commit suicide. Why dentists? Maybe it's all that, you know, the gas they give you. I don't know. I don't know why that would be. Hey, when you get an email these days that's not urgent, how long does it take for you to write back? 14% say they'll respond within 1 hour. 47% will respond within a day or two. 3% of people will take at least a month or longer. I tend to, you know, if it's somebody in our company and they ask me a question, I will respond. I don't care how urgent it is. And I, you know, I don't get, you know, if an email from a company, I don't, you know, but if it's from my company, you know, Civic Media, somebody there, I'll respond. How important is your pet's opinion to you? A survey found 2/3 of single people would dump someone if their pet didn't like them. And we trust our pet's opinion over everyone else's, including our friends, family, and even our own. My dog, you know, they always say dogs love you unconditionally. Do you remember the guy? What was his name? Caesar Milan. Remember that show he used to have, The Dog Whisperer? He had a celebrity on once. He said, "My dog loves me unconditionally." He says, "Do you really believe that?" Dogs don't love like we love. They don't, you know, their heart, it's not the same. They depend on you for food, you know, care, and they want to cuddle for security. But they don't love, he said, like we do. So they don't love unconditionally. My dog did, though. My dog loved me unconditionally. I don't care what Caesar Milan says. My dogs all love me. All right, it's 628 at WRJN. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 65 degrees. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 50. Tomorrow's sunny with a high near 70. Coming up in the next hour, Jungle Jay is going to be here. Jay Christie from Safari Lake Geneva. That's all coming up this morning here. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us. WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. No, I did it again. I missed the clock. I missed it. Hey, we've got tickets to give away to the State Fair coming up in the next few minutes here. We've got TLC, and we also have the Brothers Osborne, the Osborne Brothers. That's straight ahead, WRJ.
The next time you're at a birthday party with one of your guy friends, and they bring the birthday cake out, after everybody finishes singing happy birthday, and right before he blows out the candles, you blow out the candles. Really upset, but he'll be embarrassed as to the reason that he's upset. And the reason is because you stole his wish. He stole my wish! I was gonna wish for a Shetland pony!
'60s. Who had the second hit of that song? Do you remember? Vanilla Fudge, 1966. They had a rock version of You Keep Me Hanging On. Then in the 80s, Kim Wilde had another hit with that song. We're due for another one. We're due for some other artist. Maybe Taylor Swift can have a hit with that song. Nah, she only does her own stuff. She doesn't copy anybody else's. Yeah, so three hits with that song. Imagine being the writers of that song. Is it Holland Dozier and Holland? Man, their heirs must be making a ton of money off that song. Hey, it's 637 WRG, and I'm Don Rosen, and I want to thank you for joining us here on this Tuesday morning. Jungle J. Christie's coming in a few minutes from Safari Lake Geneva. That's going to be a lot of fun. They're opening up tomorrow, I think. Tomorrow's their opening day, May 1st. So we're going to get the sneak preview of Safari Lake Geneva. That's coming up in a few moments here at WRJN Radio, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. The forecast, sunshine today with a high near 65. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 50. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70. Right now, it's sunny and 46 degrees. Let's take a look at the weekend box office figures here. Our good friend Brett Hoffman is here with the weekend box office top five. Brett, what do we have?
Well, at number five, in its second week of release, it was Universal's vampire movie Abigail. It brought in $5.3 million. At number four, it was the movie that had been number one for the past two weekends. Civil War from A24 took in $7 million. At number three, in its fifth week of release, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire remained strong with $7.2 million. And the number two and number one slots were filled by new attractions this week. In second place, it was Unsung Hero from Lionsgate Films. This is a drama about the journey of the band for King and Country on their way to becoming Christian recording artists. And at number one, it was Amazon MGM's release, Challengers. With Zendaya in the lead role, this R-rated sports drama unfolded on the tennis court and ended up scoring with audiences, earning $15 million. But stay tuned this upcoming week, because it's Hollywood's official start to the summer movie season, with a romantic action comedy called The Fall Guy, starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, a horror film called Thoreau, and the 25th anniversary re-release of Star Wars The Phantom Menace, as they remind everyone, May the 4th be with you. It's looking like a spectacular weekend at the box office. Go make plans to see one of these great movies.
Thank you, Brett. Brett's back on Friday to tell us about all the new movies and what's going on in the weekend in movie theaters. And I have the Movie Mom coming on next week. The Movie Mom from MovieMom.com. We're going to review the entire summer season coming up with the Movie Mom, Nell Minow. She actually has a name, Nell Minow. I just love talking to her because her father, I told you this trivia about her before. Nell Minow's father was Newton Minow. He was appointed chairman of the Federal Communications Commission by John Kennedy, President Kennedy. So her dad was the guy who came up with the phrase, TV is a vast wasteland. That was Newton Minow, her dad. And she got to meet John Kennedy, too, when her dad was appointed chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. Now, there's also another trivia question. I guess Newton Minow put in some policies about television stations and TV in general. It wasn't very popular. And Sherwood Schwartz, when he came up with Gilligan's Island, really held a grudge against Newton Minow. So the shipwreck at the beginning of Gilligan's Island, it was the SS Minow. It was named after, the shipwreck was named after her dad, Newton Minow. So anyway, Nell Minow is going to be joining us next week. The Movie Mom. We love having her here. She comes around Oscar time, summertime, Christmas time. Love talking to the Movie Mom. She's going to be here. But more importantly, Jay Christie is going to be here. Jungle Jay from Safari Lake Geneva in just a few minutes. All right. This is not going to be good news. A new study found it costs an average of almost $20,000 to die in America. That's based on things like end-of-life care, funerals, cremations. I don't think it's going to cost me that much. I got my funeral all planned. It didn't cost me $20,000. It cost me several thousand. But then not $20,000, although I'm not done yet, right? You never know. Some people say they want to keep wearing masks because it's nice not having to worry about smiling at people. So yesterday I bought a new computer at a store, and the guy was wearing a mask, and I could hardly hear him in the mask. It was a very thick mask he was wearing. I think I know why, because the manager, I think, had the croup or COVID or something, but he was wearing a mask yesterday. All right, feeling left out of the office lunches? Keep this in mind the next time you exclude somebody in the office from your lunches. A receptionist at a car dealership in the UK got a $32,000 settlement because her bosses never included her in Pizza Fridays. So the next time you were to be mean and keep people out, remember that. All right, it's driving to work driving you nuts. All right. survey came up with 20 things that make us crazy at work. The top five being copied on emails. I shouldn't say driving. It's something at work driving you nuts, I should say. Is being copied on emails aren't relevant. That drives people nuts. Phone calls right before you leave for the day. Your computer crashing. That drives me nuts. The office being too hot or too cold. And the printer breaking down. Anything at work breaking down drives me crazy. And when you're in radio, things break down a lot. And it's just because they do. It's nothing. Nobody did anything wrong. Just, it's equipment. You have troubles occasionally. And then the engineers fix it. And, it's okay again. But it drives me nuts because I don't know how to fix things. Same thing with my computer. I'm having computer problems right now at home. That's why I bought a new one. Because I don't know how to fix them. So it drives me back crazy. All right. Here's some feel-good news. If you're always getting into arguments, you're going to die soon. people who regularly get into arguments with family are 50 to 100% more likely to die early. People who also get into arguments with other people, 200 to 300% more likely to die early. So keep your cool. I don't know why that would be. I guess you just put a strain on yourself with all those arguments, right? Would you rather, this is an interesting question. Would you rather lose $1,000 or gain 20 pounds? Men are split 50-50 on that. 61% of women say they'd give up the money than gain the weight. At this point, I'd give up the money to gain the weight. I don't want to gain the weight. I had enough weight. I don't want to gain any more. 20 pounds is a lot. Keep your $1,000. The average person now uses the internet for 20 and a half hours a week. That's almost an entire day every single week. People under 24 use it more. They're online for an average of 27 and a half hours a week. I probably use it more than that. I think I do anyway. I'm always using the internet. It's funny, before the internet, what did I do with my time? I did something with it. I'm always picking up my phone and checking stuff. That's, I have to stop doing that. A new survey found 64% of us had tracked down an ex on Facebook. The main reasons? To see what they're up to. Who are they dating now? So you can compare yourself to the new version. To see if they've gained weight. To see if they look happy or if they look miserable like you. To see if they're single. Oh, I've done this. No, I guess I haven't done it. I'm trying to think. I don't think my exes are on the internet. They're not on Facebook, now that I think about it. I mean, my ex-wife, I know, my first wife, I talk to her from time to time, so I know what she's up to. But my other one, I never bother looking up. You know what? I wanted to look up a girlfriend I had years ago, 50 years ago. I had this girlfriend I was dating. Her name was Ginger, but that wasn't her real name. I found out her name was Nora, but I never knew her last name. I'm dating this woman for 6 months, and I don't know her name. And now you can't ask her because now it's embarrassing. What's your name, by the way? I mean, you've been dating her 6 months. So I was over at her house, and I'm looking over all the magazines to find out, but they're all made out, to other people. They're not her magazines. And it was her dad's house and her sister, and I kind of wanted to know her sister's name, and she told me, but she didn't give me the last name. So I didn't know. And so to this day, I don't know what her last name was. I found it, but I don't know how to pronounce it, and I don't know how to spell it. Because it was so long ago. But I spotted it somewhere, and I think it was her last name. I just found out, 3 months into dating, that her name wasn't Ginger. It was Nora. Somebody called her Nora, and I said, who's Nora? She goes, I am. She said, you didn't think my name was Ginger, did you? I said, yeah, I did think your name was Ginger. Anyway, so I never found out her last name, so I couldn't look her up to see how she's doing. Because I don't know her last name. 6 months. And it becomes embarrassing after that because you can't ask anymore. So, anyway, there you go. So, have I tracked down an ex? I guess I haven't. I thought I did, but no, I haven't. All right. And the other people I dated, I don't know what their names are. I do track down former high school people all the time to see what they're up to. Yeah, I like to do that. I was friends with a lot of people in school. You want to see if they're, make sure they're okay and having a good time in life. All right, we all know that it's not healthy to spend all night on the couch watching a 2-hour episode of The Boys eating pizza, guzzling Cokes, and maybe a not-so-yet-canceled light beer. But that's all the energy we have. According to this poll, 35% of adults say they're too tired to live a healthy lifestyle. Younger adults and women are most likely to say that they're too exhausted to exercise and eat better. Experts would remind us that more exercise boosts energy as to healthier diets and better sleep. You know, I started doing lately when I'm just, and I was getting sluggish when I get home. I'm just tired. You know, I get up at, 4:15 in the morning and I'm tired. I drink a bottle of spring water, whole bottle. Brings you right back again. Snaps you back into it. I love it. Gets me feeling good again. All right, real quickly here. I think we have time for this. Yeah, if you want to go to the State Fair and see the group TLC, and Jordan Sparks is their special guest star on Friday, August 2nd, or maybe the Brothers Osborne with special guest star Sarah Evans, they're coming to the State Fair on Sunday, August 4th. Give me a call now if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days. I'll give you a pair of tickets to either act. You get your choice, the Brothers Osborne or TLC at the State Fair. You want to go? Give me a call, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN, 262-634-9756. I'll give you a pair of tickets. You get to choose the act. Yeah, we're all out of Charlie Barron's tickets. Actually, I gave away an extra pair that we didn't have. Now we have it, so that person is getting the tickets. But TLC, we still have a couple of tickets left, and we still have tickets for the Brothers Osborne. If you want to go, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. We'll get to some local news headlines in a few minutes from Stuart J. Waddles, our news director. He's keeping an eye on everything in our news center this morning. For today, sunny with a high near 65. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 50. And the outlook for tomorrow, sunny again, highs near 70. I think I'm going to put away the snow shovel in the backyard. The last time I put it away, we had snow. But I think I'm safe now. Not sure. I think so. Sunny, 46 degrees right now. WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. You know, I love AM radio. The other day, I switched from 1400 to 99.9 in my car. I still like the sound of AM radio. I'm one of those people that just, I love the sound of AM radio. Maybe because I grew up with it. I might switch back to 1400. I mean, 99.9 sounds so crisp and clean, but I like that AM sound. 649, Jungle J, coming up in a few minutes here at WRJN.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Such a cause.
I didn't see it, but I heard a news report. I'm trying to think where I heard it. It was the Rolling Stones performed in Houston the other night. They said Mick Jagger, at the age of 80, is jumping around that stage like he's 40 or less. They said they couldn't believe the energy from Mick Jagger during that concert. He's the old Mick Jagger. And this guy had heart valve replacement. He's 80 years old, and he is jumping around like he was half his age, they said. They said, what a concert. The Rolling Stones playing all their hits and their new album. They have a new album. But wow. Life unkind. And he sounds exactly the same. I heard a little bit of it. It sounds exactly like he did back in the 60s. Boy, the Stones, huh? They held together. I got to give it to them. Mick Jagger, held that group together. I think the only member of the group, well, actually, they had two members died. I think Charlie Watts passed away, but Brian Jones passed away early on. He drowned. But, yeah, wow. The Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, jumping around like there's no tomorrow. Love the sound of that. All right, let's get some news headlines in here. Stuart J. Waddles is in our news center. And let's see what we got from Stuart this morning. Burlington's Task Force on Improving Race Relations has decided to disband after 3 years. The decision was made in a brief meeting last week, where the absence of the task force chairman and other members left three individuals to finalize the resolution. It was established in 2021 by then-Mayor Jenny Hefti, following a racially charged incident and a state report highlighting a racially hostile environment in the public schools. Everyone says their dog is special, but a puppy looking for a home at the Kenosha Clinic is truly one of a kind. Bella is at the Wisconsin Humane Society location in Kenosha. The puppy was born with five legs and an extremely rare condition called polymelia. X-rays have revealed Bella's two femurs, two tibias, and two fibulas, and nine toes on her hind leg. Despite her unique anatomy, the six-year-old pup is said to be happy and in good health. The Kenosha canine can be seen on the Kenosha County campus website for the Wisconsin Humane Society. Yeah, we had Angela Speed in here yesterday talking to us on the air about Bella. And I saw Bella on TV. Bella's running around like, I don't care if I got five legs. I can jump faster. An historic Kenosha Chinese restaurant is staying open. Dino Catris, former owner of El Camino Kitchen, La Fogata Mexican Grill, and Waterfront Warehouse, is planning to breathe new life into the iconic Yee's Oriental Inn. The restaurant closed in January after being run by Willie Yee and his family for almost 70 years. The reopening is scheduled for September 2024. There'll be some major renovations. All right. We got to get General Lee's Chicken? Oh, I love that. Remember that hot chicken, General Lee's Chicken? Oh, great. All right, Stuart J. Waddles watching things for us on our news center this morning. Thank you, Stuart. He's keeping an eye on everything for us throughout the day today with updates top and bottom of the hour at WRJN. Sunny today with a high near 65, chance of showers, thunderstorms, lows around 50 tonight. Sun back out tomorrow, highs near 50. Right now it's sunny, 46. I poked my beak out the door a few minutes ago. And I got to tell you, that sun is so bright out there. The birds are singing. They're happy. Everybody's. I assume the birds are happy. Yesterday in my backyard, you know, we do that no-mow-may thing in our backyard. And we leave all the dandelions for pollination. There are butterflies back there. They're not monarch, but they're like black and yellow, black and orange butterflies. And there are hundreds of them. They're all over the lawn, flying through the air. So maybe you should leave a little patch for them because they have to pollinate, and that's, you know, butterflies and bees. You know, there was a bumblebee out there the other day, and my wife was walking up to it, and I, you know, stay away from the bees. You know, they'll thank you by stinging you. I don't want any bees stings in our house. But anyway, so yeah, we just do leave our backyard for no mow May, and obviously the butterflies are enjoying it because they're back there. All right, odd but true. A&W Root Beer tried to one-up McDonald's back in the 1980s by selling a third-pound burger, but it flopped. And listen to why it flopped. Americans didn't realize a third-pound burger was actually bigger than a quarter pound. Didn't they teach that in grammar school or something in middle school? They didn't know a third pound was bigger than a quarter pound. Want to get rich? Legos are a better investment than gold. Legos have gone up in value about 11% a year since 1987, which is better than gold stocks or bonds, maybe just a little bit richer. Why would Legos go up in price? Can't you just buy them at the toy store? Doesn't Walmart sell them or something? You know, Target, don't they sell that? You figure they would. All right, what else I got for you here this morning? Is this the meanest scam ever? And I've seen this, and it really is not nice. There's one making the rounds on Facebook where a friend sends you a message that says, look who died in an accident. I think you know him. So sorry. Now, if you get it, don't click on the link because it's a phishing scam to steal your information. If you get a message like that on social media, let your friend know you've been hacked. Chances are they already know because everybody got that message. I got the message too a few times. I don't click on anything. Even if I know the person, I don't click on it. When my wife sends me something, I always ask her, did you send me something? She says, yes. All right. I worked at a radio station. They opened up an email, and 3 months later, their entire radio station was wiped out. Russian hackers came in and wiped everything out. So you can't have it. Be careful what you click on, okay? Unless you get an email from Safari Lake Geneva, then you can click on it. That's guaranteed to be in good shape. 658 WRJN. Jungle J is here. Wow. All right. It's looking good, too.
Well, thank you, Don. It's nice to be back in the WRJN studios.
Oh, yeah. We've got new studios opening up next week. You're one of the last ones in this room. Hold on a second, Jungle J. All right. 658 WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refresh. The Civic Media Station. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM.